What's up, everybody? I'm John.
I'm Joe.
I'm Baklava.
Certainly is. Welcome to the Popcast 21. We're here. Action Bronson is here. We're going to get active.
All right. We're going to hit you with 21 questions. So boom, boom, boom.
I feel like 50 Cent in jail.
That's exactly right.
In the video.
Yes, that's, we're going to have like the little tinkling from that song, like ambiently playing in the background. It's going to be great. All right. We're going to start with childhood. What is the first song that you memorize the words to?
Rump Shaker.
That's right.
Rex and Effects.
Yeah.
It had to have been. No, that wasn't. But that's the first thing that always comes to mind. That's the first single I purchased with my own money.
Mm-hmm.
It was a maxi single. I was also listening to Maxi Priest yesterday. I had the Maxi Priest maxi single as well. Close to You, Maxi Priest.
A banger.
Yeah, it's like one of my favorite songs of all time.
Talk about sensual.
Oh, my God. I was in the car feeling myself. Like, seriously. It's probably one of those.
Killer.
What's the song that made you feel powerful as a kid?
I don't know. Probably like the He-Man song or G.I. Joe. Like one of these theme songs. It made you feel like, you know, like coming home and watching X-Men and just hearing that music. I listen to Street Fighter 2 while I work out.
Mm-hmm.
The whole soundtrack. Street Fighter music. Mortal Kombat.
Love that. I had the Mortal Kombat soundtrack.
Yeah, and with the sound effect, like with some sound effects in there.
Yeah, of course. Well,
flacks and
I remember the first time I played laser tag, the Mortal Kombat song was playing over and over in Flushing on Main Street. So that's a deep moment for me as well.
Talk about roasted with passion.
For real. You're really unlocking some shit. I like this.
Talk to me about a song that you associate with love.
You're wearing the D'Angelo shirt.
I mean, it's intentional. This is an intentional thing for you.
It's pretty much anything he sings. I love One More Again.
Classic.
D'Angelo, Untitled. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if that does make me feel like love.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if I was in the video in the same way, I would present that to my wife on our wedding day. That video.
It's a gift.
Done by me. Here's a gift.
Low-key shocked you haven't done that already.
Maybe I have. That's why I'm mentioning it. Hopefully she doesn't release it.
What's the song that turned up your high school?
That turned up the high school. You know, Cash Money just came out when I was in high school. Ah, shit. I don't even know what turned up the high school. I feel like it was a wide variety of musical taste coming from my high school.
What years were you in high school?
I was in high school 96, 97, 98.
So, 99, second Biggie record, maybe Mob D. Yeah, 20,
exactly. No, it was the 97, 98, 99.
So, Biggie second record, maybe first Mob Deep record.
I don't know what turned up. I'm trying to think what we were listening to. Pun.
Mm-hmm.
Pun was going nuts.
Were people only listening to hip hop in your high school?
No, I went to Bayside High School and it was the musical program. So it was a lot of R&B.
Yeah.
You know what turned up? Blink 182.
Wow.
Straight up.
Early Blink.
Yeah, early Blink turned up.
Mm-hmm.
What else turned up? D'Angelo, the Genuine, So Anxious turned up.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I learned how to is to reggae. If that was one of the questions, we could add that. Which song taught you how to
We're going to edit that
bonus footage.
Sorry, guys.
That's all right.
It's getting down deep because, you know, listening to reggae music and just being in basement parties in elementary school, we shouldn't have been grinding like that at that age.
What is a song that you'll play even now to really test out or blow out the car speakers?
I'm listening to music in such a different way that I don't know if it's going to blow it out with like huge bass or something like that.
Not anymore.
Nah, I'm listening to like, I don't even know where I'm at right now.
Norwegian free jazz.
Yeah, I love baile funk. That's what I would put on the car.
Yeah.
I would put in the car some crazy Brazilian stuff.
Yeah.
I have this old mix for some reason I just found on the internet maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I just rocked that one.
Sure.
I know it front to back. I don't know. Somehow from mixed martial arts and that, I know that's Brazilian Portuguese.
What's a beat you wish you'd rapped over?
I don't even know.
You've done them all.
You don't get jealous of beats ever?
No, I was, no, but I'll tell you this. When we made Terry, when me and Alchemist made Terry, I knew no matter what, that was one of those that heads are going to be like, yo, I wish I had that one.
For sure.
You prefer to have a beat that other people want to rap over than lust after somebody else's beats.
That was my thought. I was lusting over, like, damn, I wish I had done this, but I can't pinpoint one. I can't pinpoint one specifically right now. But I just remember the feeling of hearing something and then Al or someone telling me, oh, this is this and this, yo, this guy just did this. And then my heart dropping. But only within that second and then I come back.
Sure.
Yeah, but that happens a lot.
It's momentary.
But, yeah, momentary. Because there's so much undiscovered fire out there.
There's always another
and
beat.
I'm on the hunt and I'm on the prowl. I heard it straight up.
Do you have a best lyric in your mind of yours?
My
all
best
time?
Lyric
yours.
Of all time?
The ones that, the one that.
I have a vote.
There's ones on paper that I find. I found some pads that were in the crib the other day and I was just going through them. Man, I've said, like, they got that accidental Bronson.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
I don't know who that person is, but it's funny as f- and people seem to get a kick out of, you know,
yeah,
of these lines and these situations. But man, I've come up with ones that even surprised me. That I was thinking of that at that moment.
Anything you can think
of? You know
of?
What yours is? I know what mine is.
I mean, what is yours?
Well, I think
you were going to say yours? The one about yourself.
I was going to say the one about me.
Oh yeah, I mean what? that's early and
that's
deep.
Very
what
early.
About yours?
I was going to say his and hers toilets.
That's a good one too. You know, yeah.
What's the full line?
I bought my bitch a present. Hope I don't spoil it. And then in the voice, I go, "What is it, baby?" And then I tell her face to face toilets.
It's a classic to me.
I think one that I found the other day was from a song called Do-Rag vs. Headband. I just said, I started off by, I wrote Step Up in the Club, and then I scribbled that out, and then I just wrote, I'm in the club with a condom on, all Under Armour on. That one was one of my favorites. That one hits hard.
That's good.
Because... I would definitely be the one in the club mm-hmm. with Under Armour mm-hmm. on.
Did you hear Rilo Rodriguez in his new song say, she wants me to take the Trojan off and sign it, but I'm not Brownie James?
No.
Wow.
It's accidental Bronson.
That is awesome.
Yes. I don't know. Can you? What did he do? What did Brownie do?
You know, take when they take the jersey off at the end of the game and sign it and give it to the other, you know, because he played for the Trojans.
Ah, okay.
That's a USC
yeah, that's
reference.
A deep cut.
Yeah, that's good.
Hey, we play for fucking 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's fair.
Hi, this is Lori Leibovich, editor of Well at the New York Times. There's a lot of misinformation in the health and wellness space, but at the New York Times, no matter what the topic, we apply the same journalistic standards to everything we write about, whether it's the gut microbiome or how to get a good night's sleep. Even if we're talking about something like, is it bad for me to drink coffee on an empty stomach? Everything that our readers get when they dig into a Well article has been vetted. Our reporters are consulting experts, calling dozens of people, doing the research. It can go on for months so that you can make great decisions about your physical health and your mental health. We take our reporting extra seriously because we know New York Times subscribers are counting on us. If you already subscribe, thank you. If you'd like to subscribe, go to nytimes.com/subscribe.
What's the best lyric by someone who isn't you?
There's a lot of them. There's a lot of good ones. It's probably Cool G Rap, mm-hmm. like anything.
First album?
Nah, it's just, there's this one particular Rap City freestyle talking about the Desert Beagle. Meet your cheek,
mm-hmm.
something about all these crazy, just he's mixing chemicals, come back blue in the spoon. You bring your man with you and there's two in the tomb. I don't like shit like that.
Yeah, it's good.
But there's like Doom. Everyone has some on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, Doom did a, there's a, you know, a verse on Terry with Doom on it. And we never put that out, but the dream was to connect that remix with Pitbull. Me and Doom.
Wow.
I'm this close to getting Pitbull because it's just me that has to make the step forward because we already got the number. I'm just nervous.
First of all, Pitbull, an underappreciated legend.
I love him. We watch the New Year's Eve episodes all the time.
We interviewed him last year.
Oh, nice.
Pitbull, just the level of positivity out of control. And also
that's why he's winning.
And a real head, like a he's real a head. Head. Like an actual, head. Like you may not always catch it from the songs.
He's a head.
But his knowledge of like 91 to 98, like he's a head.
Yeah, he was studying.
Very much so.
He's the man. So like we got it. He's the missing link. We you have
wanna,
it all right now.
You want to rap in Spanish or English?
I would do whatever. I'll rap in Romanian. I'll rap in whatever. I could definitely rap in Spanish, but it got to be fire. I got to know, like, cool slang. Mm.
But him, you want him in Spanglish? You want him in Spanish?
No, I want him to do rah, rah, like fire shit. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I want him to get it hype for me and Doom. I believe Doom would have liked that.
I think Doom would have definitely liked exactly. that. Exactly. 100%. Who's a musician that people would be surprised to know that you are a fan of or passionate about?
A lot. Like maybe D'Angelo.
Yeah.
Like I try to find unreleased stuff. I just love that. I don't know. I'm a fan of a lot of weird shit. I don't think they'll know what I'm a fan of. I'll be putting them on. And then we're all going to be fans. I mean, we got to go through the phone. Turkish, funk. You know Jazz is Dead? You know those guys?
Yeah.
Adrian Young and a couple of dudes put together some amazing jazz shows and bring old legends back and have them perform. Recently saw Cortex, Milton Nascimento, saw Arthur Varroquay in the park. So these types of things, I don't know if you're going to imagine me at these like old jazz shows, just jamming out by myself. Like we were at Cortex, I was with my wife for her birthday and just Tyler, just me, my wife, Tyler, and his homie. That's who was there watching, you know, we're just heads.
No security.
Nah. Who, me or him?
Nah, I know. No security at the jazz show.
Nah. We are the security. Yeah.
People recognize you there?
Of course. You trying to insult me?
What's your kid's favorite music?
And I know you have kids of different ages.
Yeah, probably my oldest daughter knows. She knows mad shit. She's like, she's up on it.
Mm-hmm. Tapped in. She puts you on?
She does. She'll
send you stuff and
like all the new style stuff. Like she was on like the SoundCloud. I don't even know if that's still a thing, but like she had me listening to Yeet before he was like a thing.
Of course. You up on Ian?
I have seen him. I'm not up on him, but I've seen it. I'm not pretty much up on anything, but I see everything on the internet.
Yeah.
I hopefully think I know everything on the internet so far.
What about the little one?
They like the Skibbity Bop Bop Yes Yes. And my daughter pretty much, she loves anything I play. She loves salsa though. Yeah.
Amazing.
Cumbia, salsa.
Of course.
That's where I'm at.
Of course.
I'm listening to old cumbia records from Colombia. Trying to learn how to dance good. That's the point of my life.
How are your hips? Right now.
They're good. They're loose.
They don't it's from the youthful reggae.
It really is. I'm an athlete. My hips have been worked, you know? I have good flexibility. I was in Miami for Colombia and Argentina for the final.
Oh, wow.
Seeing Shakira perform, it was nuts.
I bet.
Were you stuck in the crowd?
Yeah, we were caught in a stampede for a while, but you know, I'm from New York. We got in. I was the last one that let in. They tried to close the gate on me and let my wife in. I fucking rammed it. I said, no.
That was you who ripped out the escalator.
I ripped it out myself. It was just to not let anybody, I was just being spiteful.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, we got in and it was nice and easy. Shouts to the people in Miami. But the guys next to me didn't show up to the 65th minute. And I was like, damn, guys, you really fucking better get your money back.
Unfortunately.
I already put my claim in.
Right.
Immediately.
Okay, now we're going to get a little philosophical.
Please.
Which I know this is your sweet spot.
Pluff.
Tell me about what first impression you believe that you make when you walk into a room.
I don't know. It's kind of, it's up in the air, it's up and down.
You have different ways of presenting in different rooms?
No, it depends on what room you enter.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, you have to enter rooms with aggression, with ease. you know, sometimes with like a ditzy, you know, you gotta put on a performance no matter where you are.
Mm-hmm. Let's see the ditzy face.
I can. I'm not in that zone.
Never for us.
I can't. Never Robert. Do a ditzy This is face. Not a ditzy room.
No.
You know?
But how quickly you clock it when you walk in and know which path you got to go?
I don't know. I feel like I come across like straight up just like, well, I know why we're all here. You know why we're here. Mm-hmm. Firm handshakes, eye contact.
Right.
Simple. Really is simple. It's easy to be a man.
And how do you want people to feel when they receive that? You want them to be...
warm, affirmed.
Affirmed.
Firm, warm, knowing that I'm going to take care of you and nourish you if need be.
Yeah.
Where do your best ideas come to you?
Sometimes, like, just sitting there in the dark and or just sitting outside, shirtless, alone. There's no one particular place where things come. My son gives me ideas. Conversations with my wife. Conversations with my 80-year-old mother give me ideas. There's ideas and everything. Somehow, I take information and I try and process that and then apply that in another fashion to another medium.
Right.
I don't know why, mm-hmm. but that's just how I'm built.
Are you a note taker? Like, or
mentally?
Yeah, not on.
No. Man, I only like writing. Nothing's written in the phone.
Right.
Longhand.
Only. I know shorthand, though.
Do you?
My mother was a secretary.
Oh, like legal, like yeah, that.
Legal shorthand.
Oh, wow.
It's crazy.
Inscrutable. Inscrutable.
There's no way to read it.
Yeah. What do you feel that people underestimate in you?
I'm not really sure.
Do you ever feel underestimated?
Not underestimated, but I feel like, what do I feel? I feel, the thing is this, I feel great in my own skin and with everything that I do, or else I wouldn't do it.
Right.
So once I'm good with it, I don't know if it matters who else likes it. I think that's the point I'm at. I'm at like, man, I think I need to fully be good with something no matter what to present it publicly. And after that, what can I do? It's like, it's an art exhibition. It's going to get swayed one way or another. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. It's just out there now for a visual.
And it's not about how others view it. It's purely about what you put into it.
Yeah. I mean, of course, if I didn't think it was hot, I wouldn't put it out. Like, right. I think it's fire.
Right.
It's fire. I think it's hot.
What do you do as a parent that wasn't done for you?
Spend time with my kids, do trips. We take lots of family vacations and stuff like that.
What was the best recent vacation you took?
We just came back from Europe. Had them in Copenhagen and Paris and just felt, you know, it was good to have them out of the country, living their life, whatever they want to do.
Are they curious? Like, naturally, they...
Very, very, very. They're beautiful children.
Mm-hmm. What do you think that they got most from being in another culture and another... seeing people speak other languages?
Well... we were just driving on Queens Boulevard, like on the LIE, Queens Boulevard to the right. And then there's this like notorious quick hotel called the Paris.
Oh, yeah.
And my son goes, look, it's the Eiffel Tower.
In a manner of speaking, one way to look at it.
So that's what we took away from it. He recognized a wonder of the world immediately upon viewing.
Oh, man. Okay, hard pivot out of that. At this age, do you ever get lonely?
Yes.
In what circumstance?
I don't know.
When does it, like, does it creep up on you?
It's the human sadness.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you get lonely. For sure, all kinds of times.
How do you remedy it?
I don't know. I'm high. Mm-hmm. I think about nature. I enjoy life. I enjoy this experience.
But you heal it yourself when you sense that.
Yeah, I paint. I told you.
I know. But
that's my healing. Yeah, you throw some weights around hard, slap yourself, bash your head into the mirror, spit into it like in the movie Bully.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But gently. You got to treat yourself nicely, but also you got to be militant on yourself.
But also, I mean, one thing that I know from having spent a lot of time with you earlier in your career is, you know, they say nature abhors a vacuum. Like, my sense with you has always been you're not sitting there waiting for something to arrive at your doorstep to do. If you sense that there's a gap or time or you're like, how do I fill this?
Oh, yeah.
I imagine the loneliness, if when that creeps up, is it the same thing where you're just like, you sense it and you're like, okay, I got to take the wheel. How do I drive out of this? How do I get out of this?
Yeah. I mean, it's not to the point where you're like, I'm not wallowing in loneliness. You know, you just get these moments of thought.
Yeah.
You feel all kinds of things throughout the day. You know, we're living in we're on an emotional roller coaster. I can't even talk anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Emotional roller coaster. Mm-hmm. Every
emotional rolling roaster.
Emotional. I'm emotional.
Roller coaster.
That's part of the roller coaster every day. You know, you have to worry about that, worry about this, worry about that. Art is art. I can't worry about that. That has to just flow. And for me, it flows. It flows naturally in all different capacities. And I just want to, you know, of course you start rapping, but I didn't start. I started cooking,
mm-hmm.
then rapping, now cooking, now doing all this other stuff. There's no boundary to what an artist could do. You just got to let them cook, literally.
Accurate. That's very much how we feel.
That's how, yeah, exactly.
That's
I feel,
how we move through
I
space.
Do everything that I like.
Mm-hmm.
If I could turn it into some sort of like sharing situation, I do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I've done things, I'm not one of those boasters. I don't like to tell everyone what I do. You see, wrestled in front of 20,000 people in my hometown, motherfucker. Had the Albanian flag out screaming my name, and I performed unbelievably. You know what I mean? After rapping down to the stage, I perform in a tag team match. That's a dream. I didn't have any of these other dreams. That one was a dream. We did that one.
Yeah.
What self-doubt did you face on your way to stardom?
It's every day. So you're thinking, is it good enough? Is it good? You're always questioning it, but you got to get over that. This is all about really making decisions. You have to make a decision and stick with it. Those who can make decisions and stick with it have things out in the world. There's artists who are amazing artists, but they can't finish. They can't finish the execution.
Do you feel like you know a lot of people, peers of your generation, who stopped themselves, basically?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, lots of them.
Mm-hmm.
Lots and lots and lots of them. And, you know, The it's not always the strongest ones, it's the most mentally tough ones. You have to be mentally tough to be able to maneuver in this world.
Yeah.
Maneuver around the world and in different situations and different genres of in different fields of work, and you just gotta live what your path is.
What do you do when you can't fall asleep?
I don't know. I sleep pretty good.
Yeah?
I do. I sleep nicely.
That's a blessing.
I do. I don't know. It's like a...
No TV, no TikTok, no nothing. No,
you do this breathing technique.
Tell me, because I could use it. Yeah. I'm going through it right now.
You take a lot. You take very big, deep breaths in, and you push your hands out to the sky, and you make a fist as hard as you possibly can. You hold that breath until you can't anymore, and then you let it out. You do that 2 or 3 times, and then that last one, you let your arms to the side.
Mm.
But with all your might, no, like... squeeze all your might, like you're really holding your mm-hmm. breath, and then you're not going to pass out, but you're going to
you're
sleep.
In that direction. Yeah, yeah, I need all
prepping the body.
Yeah, that's prepping.
I stone myself to sleep like it's the medieval times.
I mean, that helps.
It's like I'm a witch, just being stoned all day.
In what ways are you still immature?
I hope I'm immature till the day I'm done. Right. I mean, the coolest older people are the people who don't lose their mental youth.
Yep.
You know, my family has a sick mental youth, and it's tremendous. Everyone is, you know, I know a lot of amazing professionals, but you got to keep that childish aspect about you. Yeah.
Immaturity is a blessing.
Immaturity, and, you know, it's if you're fully in your final form, where are you going from there? Where you going from there?
Well,
you know,
I like that. It's real.
It's true.
Speaking of immaturity,
you remember Immature?
I do. Boy, do I. the immature to B2K to mindless behavior pipeline. Very important. Very important. Go do your Googles if you don't know. Speaking of immature, what is your go-to bodega or gas station? Like, what are you taking out in the plastic bag?
That gas station run.
I want to know. This is
what's
the,
in the bag.
I'll tell you what's in the bag. It's a strawberry Pop-Tart. Mm. And I only eat one and I throw the other one out. Okay. And I break one in half and spit it out. And I only eat half pretty much.
Okay.
There's a process.
Okay. All right.
You know, it's just for that flavor.
Of course.
You know, you chew it, spit it out. Coat your mouth with cherry or strawberry Pop-Tart. That's it. A water. Some corn nuts, possibly. This is if it's dire straits. But the bodega sandwich is like honey turkey mustard.
Yeah.
Munster cheese, mayo, vinegar, oil, salt, pepper, lettuce, tomato, mayo.
On a roll?
And as far as drink, only water. Nothing. Yeah. No.
I mean, no flavor. I love juice, but I'm going to go, I just go water. Water is the best way to go. You piss good.
Yeah.
Your liver is good. Your kidneys are good.
You're a Dasani man?
No, hell no. For some reason, it has a taste.
It's the most hated water.
It has a taste. That's why.
Yeah, it tastes like metal.
Yeah, it just doesn't taste good. It tastes like tinfoil.
Mm-hmm.
I would like, what do I like? Whatever.
You know about the water sommelier guy? You know about this guy?
I don't know about this guy, but I bought a $60 water one time.
This guy would probably sell it to you.
Erwan.
Yeah, there's a guy on TikTok, and he's a water sommelier, and he goes into like every supermarket he crosses, and he'll like pull up the Dasani and be like, "This is trash," and he'll pull up a Smart Water, be like, "Trash," and then he'll find some obscure like.
What does he like from those?
He likes Fiji. He likes Fiji, and he likes basically glass bottle, like artesian type stuff. Gotcha. Yeah.
So. Saratoga.
Definitely Saratoga, but also he's up on like Belgian mineral water. Like, you know.
Honestly, bro, we grew up on that tap water. You let that shit clear out for a second, and you're good.
You're good. Good mouthfeel.
You let that brown clear out.
Mouthfeel.
Squirt. And then brown shit comes out, and then you drink good.
What always makes you laugh?
I'm a giggler. Everything. I love to laugh. I love to giggle. I find lots of things amusing. What makes me laugh?
What's surefire?
So me and my man Mikey Spears, we always have a good laugh. You know, we laugh for some reason for uncontrollable about Soprano situations.
Mm-hmm.
And like the comedy behind the actual situations and psychology going on in Sopranos episodes.
One of the funniest shows of all time.
That's what I'm saying. Yes. Ironically funny, but it's like phenomenal. Italian. Mm-hmm. I love honest, like unaware Italian comedy.
There you go.
Shout out to my cousins. Shout out to my
Staten Island
part of my family.
I love dudes that are like, it's just like, sanitation workers that you talk to that are just totally out of touch. Good city worker shit.
All right.
They're really in their own narrative. Yeah. They're not.
That's what I mean. I love like a good city where they just know, like they know what they're talking about. They talk about union shit and this. And that's like, they're dialed in. I mean, there's literally comedy from every ethnicity that I love. But it started with the good urban comedy, Martin Lawrence, in Living Color. That's Surefire. Surefire is Damon Wayans.
Sometimes, like, they do Martin reruns on some cable channel. I don't know. But, like, sometimes, like, 2 a.m, I'd just be, like, letting them run 6 episodes, you know?
It's like watching Saved by the Bell back in the day.
Yeah.
No, Def Comedy Jam.
Mm-hmm.
That's a for sure. It was so much better. Like, BET Uncut, like, all the comedy, BET comedy, comic relief, and Chris Rock show. But it all started with a good Rodney Dangerfield.
Oh, yeah.
I have a lot of those tapes. Mason. Yeah, Jackie Mason part. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a lot of those tapes. My grandfather loved that shit.
You got a little Rodney Dangerfield in you.
I mean, I feel like, you know, I have a little bit of Irvin Lovett in me. He was a beautiful man. My grandfather, you know, he was kind of like Rodney Dangerfield, but they're from a time, you know, when men were in a different type of realm, you know,
they were
plumbers. I come from a family of plumbing.
Plumbers of the soul.
Plumbers, supers.
mechanics.
If you're working in the basement of a building, I'm your guy.
Yes.
You know?
For real.
If you're wearing a blue outfit.
Exactly. If you earned your Carhartt, if you earned it, if you didn't buy it secondhand,
that's
you
right.
earned it, dip.
Man, the Carhartt pandemic.
All right. Last question. Joe just asked, what makes you laugh? What makes you cry now as an adult?
Lots of sports stories. Yeah, and like good feel good stories when you see a kid reunited with the father or some shit. Yeah, came back from war.
Mm-hmm.
And when someone reaches their athletic pinnacle.
You get that during the Olympics? We're in Olympics.
Well, no, like my man, like Bilal Muhammad just won the 170-pound welterweight title in UFC. Palestinian dude.
Yep.
Family, you know, but I'm just saying, who knows what that path for their family mm-hmm. was. And he just reached a sick achievement. So you feel emotional for things like that.
Yeah.
I feel emotional, I don't know why, for sporting things.
Gets me too.
Yeah, same. Sport, like looking upon old stories. I don't know. I like to mention this. I don't know. This was the last Olympics during the pandemic. 14-year-old Chinese diver. Bro, put on the performance of a goddamn, I don't even know. What do they call 300 years? It's the performance of a 300 years existence of life,
mm-hmm.
of the diving. She got like 7 or 8 perfect 10s. 14 years old. No one had any footage on her.
Mm.
It's like Orlando Hernandez when he came out. Cupid pitcher. Nobody knew. He's out here throwing gas. Ethan's pitches and shit.
101.
Yeah, it's my guy. I love El Duque.
That's my guy.
So that's Chinese diver. A tear, the bottom
big
of
the, tears.
Big tears.
Like emotionally stressed.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
I'll
never do that.
I find it hard
it was
to argue.
Jealousy.
With. Yeah, exactly. I can't think of a better way to conclude the podcast questionnaire.
You killed it.
Thank you.
It's John.
This was fun.
It's Joe.
It's Bronson.
It's Buck.
Let's go.